Well, disturbing accounts of neglect and abuse have emerged at the Disability Royal Commission today in Melbourne. People with disabilities and their carers have been telling the hearing about being molested, about having injuries downplayed by staff, and how living in group homes denies them basic dignities. The group living model was created to try to give more individualised care, but today's evidence heard some people with disabilities believe that they're treated like objects. Julia Holman has been at the inquiry for PM.
The first witness to give evidence today didn't speak with his mouth, but through a communication device. But his message about group homes was clear.
I have found the move into supported accommodation resulted in extreme loss of control of my life.
Dr. Peter Gibalisco is an honorary fellow at the University of Melbourne. He's written books on the treatment of people with disabilities, as well as his own experience of living in group accommodation. When he was 14, he was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia, a rare genetic disease that affects his movement, sight and speech.
Since I was 23 years old, I have used a wheelchair. I also require assistance with all areas of personal care and require continual carer assistance to communicate.
He lived independently as long as possible, but eventually ended up in a group home. He told the Royal Commission today about the time he was molested by staff and another instance when he fell out of his wheelchair and no one came to help.
I had fallen into that position an hour earlier. It left me in a position where it was impossible to reach the buzzer and here I was vomiting and yelling for 1 hour.
He says living in a group home means he receives standardised, not individualised care.
I am an intelligent individual and I know when the care I am being provided is inadequate. I don't like being treated as an object.
A mother who can't be named for legal reasons told the Royal Commission how staff at the group homes her daughter has lived in failed to report serious instances, like the time she was burnt in an accident.
They said it was not very serious, but they would take her to the hospital to get checked out. I received a call later that night to tell me that she was being airlifted to the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. I was shocked because staff had downplayed the injury so much.
Her daughter ended up in the burns unit for a week, where she caught an infection and almost died. The mother told the Royal Commission how a staff member informed her that her daughter was neglected even while she was recovering from the burns.
She told me that when she arrived at work that morning, she found my daughter in a dreadful situation, covered in faeces. She told me she was really upset. I then also found out that she had not had her breakfast or anything to drink, nor had she had her medication that morning, and it was 10:30.
And she described how her daughter is denied everyday dignities, such as the right to shave her legs, to choose if she wants to have tea or coffee, or when she wants to go to bed. The mother says she worries about what happens to her daughter when she's not there to monitor her treatment.
Ever since my daughter moved into the group home accommodation, I've often felt let down by the support that was provided to her. I felt that I had to keep the pressure on her support workers and service providers to make things happen for her.
And another mother of a woman with disabilities, who also can't be named, told the Royal Commission that her daughter was physically assaulted by multiple men who she lived with. She was put on a diet by staff that led to serious internal injuries. And she described how staff kept a punishment chart for her daughter's behaviour, which the mother only discovered when she submitted a Freedom of Information request.
When I received the 300 pages from the Freedom of Information, I couldn't believe what my daughter had been subjected to. Well, she was punished for things that she had didn't even know she'd done anything wrong. She was punished for her self-harm. She was punished over her incontinence.
The Melbourne hearings into group homes will run all week. In the coming days, more people with disabilities and advocates will give evidence, as well as representatives of group homes and government.
Julia Holman with that report.